Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
My adventures in Wonderland began when I followed the white rabbit down the rabbit hole. All of a sudden, I fell. Down, down, down.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you.
And childbearing hips, and I am Lacey G.
She lies to the people that try to hold her accountable, including her doctor and her life coach. She's a poll winner and begs for votes. I think I need to type this out. I can't read my own handwriting.
I would also like to clarify that the poll that I am winning is on Twitter. So I'm not like a poll winner, a poll vaulter, a poll.
Well, no. It's on
dancer.
It's in here. I'm just writing it, And I can't read my own writing. So I was gonna say Twitter. I just can't read my own handwriting.
I just wanted to clarify to the masses what kind of poll I am winning on.
On a positive note, she makes me laugh more than anyone else in the office.
Yay! And with me today, you know who my brunette beauty is. She is trying to combat my positivity with reality. She's only half invested in work this week because in her mind, she's already on vacation swimming in the bacterial infested seas with her family. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. Yeah, you got me on that one. Like, big time.
So, Positive Lacey continues. I had my second session with my life coach yesterday.
Yay.
And I asked you right before, I said, Amy, have you noticed any changes in me within the last week?
Yes. And I said, you're positive about being positive.
That's exactly it. You said, you talk more about being positive. And I was like, you know what? I'll take that as a win because
absolutely.
Old Lacey, pre-life coach, way back when, I sounded more like Samuel L. Jackson than I did a positive person.
What do you mean Samuel L. Jackson?
Because I'm like, there ain't no hope in this place and blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
So you're talking about his character in...
Any Samuel L. Jackson character, he is screaming out obscenities. I'm that kind of Samuel L. Jackson character.
Oh my gosh. This is my goal now, is I'm going to go look through his movies and see if there's anything that contradicts that. There's got to be a character out there.
Well, he was really helpful in Black Snake Moan, which is kind of a crazy movie. Christina Ricci was like all on drugs and needed help. And I think he kind of held her hostage almost while the drugs got out of her system, but then she ended up loving her captor or appreciating him, I guess.
Right.
So maybe he wasn't screaming out then, but I mean, he just has those vicious eyes. What?
I've got one. You've probably never seen it. Incredibles, the Pixar movie.
No.
He was a superhero, and there's definitely no obscenity.
Can you count obscenities?
Obscenity.
Can you count a kid's show, though? Because, I mean, you can't have obscenities in a kid's show.
I don't want to say that word anymore. I'm going to say cursing.
Any Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
And that's all the examples that I have. That's what I most know him for. Whenever I got married, we got married in Ireland, but legally we first got married at our house because you have to jump through so many hoops to get married overseas and be there for... It's like 2 weeks, I think.
Right.
So we legally got married at the house. An ordained friend married us, and she asked if you have any favorite Bible scriptures. And I asked my husband, I was like, should I go complete Pulp Fiction on it? And when I strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger, I didn't, though, because
did
I take
no?
my wedding seriously.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we did not go with that Bible
I'm
verse.
I'm so proud of you.
But I love that movie.
It's a great movie. We have had a discussion on Quentin Tarantino movies. Were you about to say that?
I was going to ask, Amy, is Pulp Fiction a comedy?
Well, it wasn't just Pulp Fiction. It was all Quentin Tarantino movies. He has a style, and I believe it's a dark comedy. I think it's comedy slash drama.
See, and I think it's more like he goes for the B-rated horror film look. That's why there's so much over-the-top blood. And stuff like that that happens.
Laugh. That over-the-top B-rated whatever level movie is funny. That's why he does it, because it's ridiculous and it gets that humor.
It's over the top. It's not funny.
It is.
It's not funny. It's compelling.
I think
it's gruesome.
Well, I think there are a lot of people that agree with me.
So, Amy, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about parties. I threw a surprise party for my baby sister, and it was a fail. No, it wasn't all bad, but I did this Alice in Wonderland party. She lives up in Oklahoma, so me and my mom kind of split the responsibilities, and we drove one truckload full, two car full of props and costumes, all handmade from cardboard and scraps of fabric that we've had laying around the house. So we didn't spend too much money, but anyway,
those hats were amazing though. So each family member got to choose a character, and then you made a hat based on that character, right?
Yes, a hat. And then, I mean, we did make a few costumes, but some of the costumes were like stuff that we already had. Like Josh had a suit that he was the Mad Hatter. So we turned it inside out and threw some fabric on it and, you know, pinned it or whatever. And we were done.
That is so creative, though. The pictures that you showed me, and you had a big Alice in Wonderland chair.
Yes.
A big key for a keyhole?
Yes. I mean, we went all out. We usually do themed birthday parties for just like the immediate family. But we went overboard on this one. And the reason was, on my 25th birthday, way a long time ago, I was kidnapped in the middle of the night by my sister, my two best girlfriends, and my mom. They came and got me at like 5 o'clock in the morning, woke me out of bed. You can only brush your teeth. You have to wear your PJs. They talked to me like pirates. I don't understand why they did that part. I guess because they were kidnapping me. But anyways, and they for my birthday morning surprise, they kidnapped me and took me to breakfast. Anyway, so I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do this for my baby sister's 25th birthday. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of started snowballing, and it turned into this ginormous thing. And so it was a great party. We had a great time. She was surprised, but she told me afterwards when we were cleaning up, so why'd you pick Alice in Wonderland? And I'm like, well, you know, you've got long blonde hair, used to do tea parties when you were little, and she's 9 years younger than me, so I remember a whole lot from her childhood, and she liked to dress up and do costumes. I'm like, so I just figured it'd be a good fit. She's like, yeah, I've never seen that movie.
Who has not seen that movie, though?
Not the old one, not the new one. I'm sure she knows the story, because it's not just a movie, but I don't know. I don't know. There's no excuse. When we were little, me growing up, me and my sister grew up 10 years apart, almost nearly a decade. My mother, she raised us differently. She, you know, I was never allowed to watch any kind of magic movies. I never saw Sleeping Beauty as a little kid or Smurfs or any of that stuff, just because she was super religious. And it's still really important to her, but she's laxed on Millie's bringing up, because she's like, well, I mean, does it really matter? We know magic's not real, so what's the big deal?
And the more kids you have, the less you start to care.
Yes.
They'll be fine.
Tired.
Yeah. I'll never forget my best friend Bonnie, who's been on the podcast with us before. First kid, you had to wash your hands before you touched him. If he was crying in the back seat while she was on the road, she would pull over and take care of him.
Yeah.
She came over whenever her second kid, Benjamin Kylo, was born. He was only a couple weeks old. And they come over. My dog's like scratching him on the head and trying to eat him and stuff. And she's not worried about it. I mean, no. And let me the baby's fine. We did get my dog off of him. But still, and then we go to brunch the next day with a girlfriend. And we're telling her, oh, hold little baby Benjamin. She's like, no, I'm afraid I'll drop him. Bonnie and her husband both were like, you're fine. You're not going to drop him. But I mean, it's just the second kid. You already know. You've already been through everything.
Yeah.
And Millie was your mom's, what, fourth kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. She totally gave up. And Millie was an accident too, right?
She was a surprise. We don't use the word accident. We say surprise. And yeah, my mom was 41 when she had Millie, I think. Maybe 42. So, I mean, she was late in the game for her. Yeah. So.
And side note, your children do want more kids in your family, right?
They've been begging. They've been begging a lot, especially in the last year or two.
And you still have plenty of time. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I do. I do have time, but we're really happy with the family that we have, so I don't think we'll be adding anymore.
Hey, I feel the exact same way. I cannot blame you at all. Well, I've had some celebration fells of my own. My girlfriend and I throw each other's birthdays every year. And usually we'll take a year off in between. We'll do one good birthday and then not so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my 30th birthday came up and I told my girlfriend, I actually want to do something for my birthday. My birthday is in January. It's 2 weeks after Christmas. Nobody cares.
It is so bad.
It is almost one of the worst birthdays.
Yeah.
Now, my brother is also a January baby. So after I was probably like 12 or 13, my parents lumped in birthday and Christmas together for both of us.
That's sad.
And then we just wouldn't get as many presents. And then whenever I got older, it used to be my mom would group in mine and Jeremy's Christmas present sl/ my birthday. Now my mom's gift game has gotten a lot better.
Good.
So now, yeah,
good.
Now I look forward to the holidays and my birthday.
Yeah, she made big mistakes and she's making up for it.
Ever since I got with my husband, Jeremy, though, he's made sure that I have a birthday every single year, even if it's just giving me a present. We don't do anything. But anyways, I told my girlfriend, I want to do something for my birthday this year. I want us to invite friends, go out, have a good time. She's like, no. I thought me and my husband can take you and Jeremy out to eat to dinner. And I'm like, well, that's not what I want to do at all. I just said I want to invite people. She's like, nope, this is what we're doing. So I said, cool. So I started making my own birthday plans. And I'm texting people and sending them messages and writing up on Facebook, hey, I think we're going to do this and do this and do this. And finally, Jeremy comes home and he's like, Lacey, Vanessa has been planning your birthday party for months now. Why don't you just calm down and let her take over? But in my defense, what am I supposed to do? If you're telling me that we're going to do what I don't want to do, and I'm hard-headed, what do you expect me to do?
I don't know. I don't know because I disagree with you on this. I think she wanted to surprise you. She had to keep it a secret. I mean, it was a surprise. There's nothing else that she could have done on her part. It's your fault. There's nothing she could have done on her part other than what she did to give you a surprise, awesome 30th birthday party. I mean, there's nothing she could have done, period.
Well, I disagree. For my birthday, we ought to do what I want to do.
After. Secretly.
They had to reveal the secret surprise party to me. I had to go and act like I was still surprised.
Oh, my God. Which was probably a fail.
And I'm a horrible liar. Yeah. So I kept it up for the most part. You know, hey, yeah, that's so much fun. I'm so surprised, having such a good time, this and this. But then later I'd tell all my close girlfriends, I'm like, don't tell Vanessa that I told you, but I totally knew and I ruined this like 2 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, if you were texting them, inviting them to a separate birthday party, I'm sure they had a clue on it.
And my husband, Jeremy, he was like, well, did you think that I wasn't going to do anything for your 30th birthday? And I'm like, sweetie, you've never planned anything for my birthday before. Why would I expect you to do it now? And I'm not mad about it. That's just reality.
Yeah.
So, I mean, after that, no more surprise parties. We called it off. We had successfully pulled off two other surprise parties. I failed mine. And we're done with surprise parties.
I personally don't like surprises. For me, I don't like celebrating my own birthday, period, but especially a surprise. I did have one for my 18th, which was nice and I appreciated it, but I am good. Like, I got my one time surprise birthday party in and I never want to do it again. On my 30th, I thought my mom was planning something. I knew something was up. So I told her, guess what? I'm leaving town. I went to Las Vegas. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Not only did I ruin my birthday, I also almost ruined my counterpart, Amy's birthday this year.
Oh, and you didn't ruin it.
Because last year, I invited myself to your birthday. Amy's birthday is February 22nd.
Yes.
Nailed it. And that is also National Margarita Day.
Yes.
And so last year, we went, you were having a family dinner at a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. I was like, cool, Jeremy and I will come. So we just came, crashed your birthday party, and it was fun. We had a really good time.
It was wonderful.
And then this year, it was like, cool, well, we're going to do the same thing. And you kept telling me not to come. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny. And you're like, no, don't come. And I'm like, that's so funny. And then you called off your birthday.
Yeah.
Because we were going to come. You canceled your birthday because of me.
I don't like making a thing of my birthday. I don't like being the center of attention. And that's not the purpose of going to dinner. The purpose was to get a margarita. Not for my birthday, just because I want to get a margarita. That's what
We can call it whatever you want to. We don't have to do the birthday song. We don't have to show up with balloons and clowns and cards and gifts.
It just got complicated because if you came, then I'd feel like I needed to invite other people because then they would feel left out. And I just didn't want to.
Whoa. I'm a lot more special than other people.
Absolutely. No doubt.
You better get that straight right now. Don't lump me in with just the regular people.
I'm talking about like family members.
Yeah, they don't count. My favorite birthday party was whenever I was in the fifth grade. And I've always sort of been into horror. Oh, I guess I have horror movies and books. Right. And I used to read the R.L. Stein books. And there was one.
Is that Goosebumps?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't remember if it was all Goosebumps or not. Because now that's so juvenile to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was, it probably wasn't. It was probably the same. But I don't know if it was the Goosebumps series or if he did R.L. Stein and the,
And more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's possible.
But anyway, that was like the first time I read stuff like that. So it was really creepy and you didn't know what was going to happen until the end. I guess that's every book minus the creepy part. But whatever book I was reading, it had something to do with a chainsaw. And so my girlfriends came over and we had a sleepover and my parents, at some point in the night, cut off the electricity, mm-mm, and then we hear chainsaws going off outside the house.
This is your favorite birthday?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
Because all my little friends were reading the same book too. So, and my parents and my brother had already gone to bed, so they had to sneak out the window. So, I mean, we're not expecting this at all.
No, I mean, and who then, expects that?
Yeah.
Freaks.
It was so much fun. But my mom still gets mad about that birthday party. Only because my girlfriend, Megan Arnold, her mom made red velvet cake for me. And this was out of the box, made me a cake.
Who cares?
I think it was the first time that I ever had it. That's the first time I remember red velvet cake. And that is my favorite cake ever. And my mom is so ticked off because she swears that she made from scratch a red velvet cake for me before then. But all I remember is this red velvet cake from my fifth grade party that Megan Arnold's mom brought for me.
That's so funny. It is kind of weird, though, that I think about it, that someone else would bring a cake to your party. Like, there would already be a cake there. Wouldn't there? Isn't that all weird?
So I'm wrong for ruining my own birthday party, surprise birthday party. My friend's mom is wrong for making me a cake for my birthday. And this is coming from the girl who doesn't want to celebrate hers. You hush your mouth.
No, I think it's kind of odd to bring a cake. I mean, yes, a present, but I mean, you think as a mom and your kid's attending a birthday party that their parents, who the kid who's having a birthday, would provide the cake?
I don't know how y'all do it here, but in Georgia, they're
everyone
like,
fine. Yeah. Everybody just brings cake as their gift.
Weird. I don't care. I loved it. We were entertained. We had sugar high, and then we were chased down with chainsaws at the end of the night. It was perfect.
Wow. That's weird. I am judging. I'm sounding super judgy. Well, congratulations on that wonderful red velvet cake, Lacey.
I still love it. And anytime I see Megan Arnold on the social, she's married now. She has a different name. But I'll say something. She'll post a throwback photo of us in elementary school or, you know, whole class in elementary school. And I'm like, I never will forget your mom's red velvet cake. And then my mom will pop up with an emoji, like angry face emoji somewhere.
Well, I've ruined my in-laws' Christmas, basically. I slowly have deteriorated that Christmas, that side of the Christmas for the last, I don't know, I've been part of their family for 12 years now. I came into the family. Josh is one of six kids. Josh, my husband, is one of six kids. And all of them were married besides him and his youngest brother whenever I came into the family. And they all the siblings married people that they knew growing up with. So they all knew each other and there was this huge history and I show up and I don't know anything or anybody. Anyway, so Christmas comes around and everybody draws names to do individual gifts, stockings, like not just one gift, but stockings full of gifts. So these are like $100 worth of gifts plus or more of gifts that you're specifically getting one person. So it's like wine glasses that they would absolutely love or an outfit you know they'd appreciate or a book from their favorite author. And I'm like, I don't know these people. How am I going to spend? First of all, me and Josh did things a little backwards. We had kids before we got married. Neither one of us had a college education. So we were tight on funds anyways, like so tight. I would buy groceries on my credit card. Like I can't do $200 worth of gifts for Christmas. And not only that, but I don't know you, so I didn't even know what to get you. So I slowly was, I was definitely the Scrooge of the family. And I've broken them down slowly year by year. So it was that at the beginning of me joining the family. And now it's $5 do-it-yourself gifts that you exchange. And it is so freaking awesome. I love it.
Here comes the Grinch Amy ruining Christmas.
Oh, it's so great.
Well, I didn't ruin Christmas this last year, but I did have a dumb moment. My sister-in-law, Carolina, is brilliant. She decided that she comes up with a Pinterest page. One for her, one for my niece, Kira, and it's just a wish list.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it so easy because what are we supposed to buy you? I don't even know what to buy Jeremy every year. So I'm not very creative whenever it comes to that, coming up with gifts. And so she has this wish list, and we just go on the wish list and pick out something, buy it, bring it. We're great.
Easy breezy.
Well, at Christmas this year.
Oh, my gosh, I remember. Sorry. Keep going.
I give Kira, five-year-old. She was four at the time. I give four-year-old Kira her present, and she unwraps it, and she goes, I already have this. And Carolina was like, Auntie Lacey, y'all got that for her last year. No memory, none whatsoever. I remember buying that for Heaven. I didn't remember buying it for Kira.
That's so great.
Yeah. So I was like, well, maybe you need to update your Pinterest list then, because it is on Pinterest. Yeah, I'm going off the list.
You got it.
Well, moving on from celebration fails and moving into life fails, my life coach says that I need to up my positivity. And by doing that, I'm supposed to come up with three things that I'm grateful for every day. I'm supposed to start keeping a grateful journal.
Yeah.
Of something.
That's a good idea.
I'm also supposed to start meditating at night because I don't sleep very well. Night one meditation didn't work at all. I laid in bed angry, trying to meditate, trying to turn off my mind. You're supposed to like flick your fingers like you're mentally turning off. This is just what I read. Like you're mentally turning off like the light switch in your brain and you're turning off the lights. So I did that with all my fingers on my toes, and then I'm still thinking about crap and it didn't work. So I'm trying to be positive too.
Well,
I'm tired.
Keep it up. I mean, maybe it's just something you have to get used to.
I'm going to try. Yeah. I'm not giving up. But however, at this point in my life, I'm not grateful for meditation. But let me tell you what I am grateful for. I might be alone on this. I'm grateful for Limp Bizkit. And I know I've said this to you personally. I love Limp Bizkit. No, he hasn't done anything in years. Fred Durst. I still love him. And every time I hear him on the radio, I just automatically get in a good mood. So this morning I'm driving into work and I hear Limp Bizkit. I'm like, woohoo, yeah, this can be a good day. And then it was followed up by really crappy music. And I was like, never mind. And I had to change the channel. But I started off on a high note.
Woo-hoo!
Limp Bizkit, grateful for you. Thank you, Fred Durst. On the same musical note, I'm grateful that I've never had sex with Usher. No disrespect to my Georgia boy for that one.
Oh my God. Sorry, I just ran into the mic. I was not expecting that.
Sorry about your herpes. That was all one. That was a musical one. Yeah.
Okay.
Two things that I'm grateful for in one. I'm also grateful for puppies that give me kisses and gallops when they run.
Aww.
I've been cheating on my dog lately with a puppy, and now I think I have puppy fever. This dog is so cute. And I'm also grateful that I got to spend most of the week with my best friend, Amy, before she ditches me to go on vacation like the little traitor that she is.
Aww.
I'll miss you, and it's going to be hard to keep up my positivity while you're gone.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for possibilities. I can make up my own mind on a little million little choices every day. So I'm really grateful for that. Some people don't get that opportunity. So I'm happy for that. I'm grateful for art to express myself. I get to do that on my job, and I'm really thankful and grateful for that. And I'm grateful for laughter. I mean, life is serious enough, you know?
I agree.
I just like it.
You have to find the humor in everything, but I can also take a super serious situation and make a joke about it, like, too soon.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And that's why I love you.
That's the way that I deal with things, though.
I laugh more with you. And that's what I did in my intro. I laugh more with you than anyone else.
Aw, Amy.
It's great.
I'm getting emotional.
Oh, stop it.
I'm going to miss you.
I'll be back. It's short. Super short.
You're going to have so much fun, though.
I hope so.
So, again, you're going to Gulf Shores,
in Alabama
with your family.
Yep.
Is it everybody? You have a huge family. Or is it just your dad, new wife, yes, and your family?
And my brother. So I have a mixed family. I have a stepbrother, a stepsister, a half-brother, a half-sister, and a full-blooded brother. And my full-blooded brother and his family is going with me and my family and my dad and his new wife.
That's going to be so much fun. Yeah. Aw, y'all have so much fun. And don't be too scared to get in the water. I swear, I promise, I don't know anything for a fact, but nothing will happen.
I have really been nervous because I don't want any blisters on my feet. I've been really cautious the last couple weeks, and I don't want to cut myself shaving and like nick my ankle or something because I don't want to get the skin-eating bacteria or whatever.
Is there still, is it skin-eating? Because I said bacterial infested.
Or whatever.
Is that still in the water? Do they test for it regularly?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I got the article recently, but I didn't see what the date on the article was. And yeah. I don't think I'm saying it right either. I think it's something in between the two things that we're saying.
You'll be fine. Get in the water and have a good time. I want to give a quick little shout out to our friends that we've been engaging with on the socials. What up? No, that sounds stupid.
What up?
Do people still say what up?
I do.
Or sup. Okay, yeah, good. Sup, Kendra Couch. Bulk Burr and Texas Ombre. Thank you for all your feedback, your input, and just having fun with us. We appreciate that. Don't forget, if you want to join in any of the fun, you can always hit us up on our socials, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And I always like to take us out with a clip. I'm ending with a very special clip this week. It's a clip of my niece Kira that we just got back from Disney with. Hold on, what?
Hey, what?
Sup. While I was at Disney with my niece Kira, we recorded this little short video and I sent it to my best friend Amy. And I want to end on that. She made a video with me showing her undying love to Amy and how long she can hold her breath for some reason, because my family is super talented.
It was super sweet. And I don't think that she was pressured into doing it by you at all.
Keep your lips loose
and lips hip.
Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Kira.
What do you want to say?
Okay, I gotta hold my breath. I can't do it for that long.
Oh my goodness, that's so long. Do me a favor, I'm about to end it. Say, Amy.
Amy.
I love you.
I love you.
And I can't wait to meet you.
And I can't wait to meet you.
And thank you for being Auntie Lacey's best friend.
And thank you to be Auntie Lacey's best friend.